Major gambling expansion takes its first steps. Municipal elections move to presidential election years in a Senate bill, and a bill decriminalizing fentanyl test strips clears a significant hurdle. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on The Week at the State House.
Legislation approved by a House committee would allow the state's existing casinos and racinos to offer casino-style games online and on mobile devices. It would also create a problem gambling program with robust funding that experts say would be a national leader on the issue. The state's casinos are split on the bill. Some worry online gaming will cannibalize brick-and-mortar casinos that support local workers and businesses. A Senate committee-approved bill would move city and town elections to presidential election years. Proponents say it would save money and help improve turnout in races for mayors and local councils, but opponents worry those races would be buried under higher ballot offices. And under current law, test strips that check for the presence of controlled substances could be considered illegal paraphernalia. A bill to decriminalize fentanyl test strips died in a Senate committee last session, but that same committee unanimously approved such a measure this week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.